Chapter 23, Shiloh. God said to Moses that when the children of Israel had taken the land of Canaan, he would choose a place where he would dwell amongst the people and where they were to come together to worship him. We find that the first place that God chose to put his name there was Shiloh. There it was that the people met together and set up the tabernacle which Moses had made, and which they had carried all through the wilderness. In this tabernacle they put the ark of the Lord, which was where God dwelt and appeared to the high priest. There they used to meet together to keep the feasts of the Lord all the time of the judges. Now there came a time when a man named Elkanah went up to worship at Shiloh, and his wife Hannah had no children. This made her so sad that she could not eat at the feast, but wept because she thought God would never hear her prayers. This she did year by year as they went up to worship. But the time came when she could bear it no longer, and she turned aside to weep out her trouble before the Lord. She vowed a vow that if God would give her a son, he should be given to the Lord all the days of his life. She was so distressed that as she prayed, her lips moved, but her voice could not be heard. Now Eli the priest stood by her, and he thought she had been drinking too much wine. But she said, "No, my Lord, I have poured out my soul before the Lord." So Eli blessed her and wished that her prayer might be answered. Then Hannah was no more sad. She returned with her husband, and after a while, little Samuel was born. She called him Samuel, because it means asked of the Lord. So she had the sweet answer to her prayers. But the time came when she must carry out her vow, and she took Samuel with her to Shiloh to give him to Eli, so that he might help in serving the Lord. Then when she came up every year, she brought Samuel a new coat. Sad to say, the two sons of Eli, who were also priests, were very wicked men, and God was angry with them. He was also angry with Eli because he let them continue as priests and did not turn them out of the tabernacle. God sent a man to Eli to tell him how wrong this was, and that because of it, his two sons should die in one day. Still, Eli did not put them out, although he reproved them for their evil ways. Now, as yet, Samuel did not know the voice of the Lord speaking to him. But one night, as he lay down to sleep, God called him by name. Samuel thought it was Eli who had called and went to him. But Eli said he had not called and told him to lie down again. This happened three times, but at the third time Eli knew it was the Lord speaking to Samuel and told him to say the next time, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Samuel did so, and the Lord told him that both Eli and his two sons were to be taken away. In the morning, Eli asked Samuel what God had said to him, and when he heard the evil tidings, he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good." Soon after this, the children of Israel went out to battle against the Philistines. And when they found they were defeated, they sent to fetch the ark of the Lord from Shiloh. They thought this would give them the victory over their enemies, But it was a very wrong thing to do, and God was angry with them. The two sons of Eli brought out the ark, but instead of God being with them, he gave the victory to the Philistines, who took the ark, and both of the sons of Eli were killed. What a sad thing it was for the people of Israel, and one went to tell Eli what had happened. He was sitting on a seat and was 98 years old and could not see. When he heard the terrible news, he fell off the seat backwards and his neck broke, so that he died too. In this way, the word of the Lord was fulfilled which he spoke to Eli, and there were none left of his house to be priests. How solemn are the judgments of the Lord, and every word he speaks will surely come to pass. After this, we hear no more of Shiloh as being the place where God dwelt, and the priesthood went into another family. David tells us that God forsook Shiloh and would not have his tabernacle there anymore. Jeremiah also tells us how Shiloh was destroyed and what God did there because of the wickedness of the people. The place of Shiloh is now covered over with dust, and men who have been digging there have discovered that it was destroyed about the time when Saul was king over Israel, probably by the Philistines. Now, if you read in the 18th chapter of the book of Joshua, you will find that Shiloh was the place where God first put his name. Then the account of Samuel at Shiloh is in the 1st of Samuel, chapters 1 to 3. And the death of Eli and his two sons in chapter 4. David speaks of the destruction of Shiloh in Psalm 78, verse 60, and Jeremiah in chapter 7, verse 12.